Society 13 and Progzilla Radio proudly present Frog Watch with your friend and host, Big Tony Rousek, a.k.a. Frog's Watch.
Thank you.
This week's show opener was a great track from my youth, Until We Sleep, from David Gilmour's excellent About Face album in 1984. And if you couldn't tell from my smooth, mellifluous tones, I am your friend, Big Tony Rousek, a.k.a. the Prog Squatch, and you have once again found yourself listening to the fruit of my labor and my passion for progressive rock, a program called Prog Watch. This year has started with a bang for me, with interview shows featuring Pete Jones, Roine Stolt, and Kairos, with that world premiere of their new music last week. So this week I'm just laying a lot of various cool stuff on you, what I commonly call a variety show. So let's move things along with another great tune, this one from Valkyrie, the latest Glass Hammer album, which was released last year. The name of this one is Golden Days.
You start to pull the clothes onto a side, and the sound of singing turned them both around, and it broke the spell to show me how to move.
Golden Days by Glass Hammer from their great 2016 release Valkyrie. I've always thought that Toto was on the fringe of Prague, and I felt a little vindicated a few years back when they toured with Yes. Anyway, whatever you want to call them, I've played them before and I'll play them again. This is St. George and the Dragon from their second album Hydra in 1979. I'll send this one out to my son George down in Texas.
I can tell by the
Again, that was Toto from 1979. St. George and the Dragon, the album that it comes from, was called Hydra. Way back in the infancy of this show, we featured a really cool Swedish band called Black Bonzo. I'm sorry to say that I believe they are now defunct, but their three studio albums really made a lasting impression on me. From what is probably their final album, Operation Manual, The Guillotine Model Drama, in 2009, this is Sudden Changer. Sudden Changer from Black Bonzo's third and likely last album, Operation Manual, the guillotine model drama from 2009. I don't know about you, but I for one would love to see these guys get back together. They had a pretty cool sound in my opinion. Let's dip back to the 90s now for this next one. A tune called Ghosts by Pendragon from their 1993 release, The Window of Life.
What she made in this world. cheek and offering some weight to quell.
That was Nick Barrett, Clive Nolan, and the Boys in Pendragon from their great 1993 album, The Window of Life.
Hey, Rocky, what's that crazy music you're listening to?
Yo, Paulie, it's progressive rock, you know, it's sophisticated, you know?
Sophisticated, huh? I don't get it.
Don't be like Pauly. Be like Rocky. Listen to Progzilla Radio, now even more sophisticated.
Now here's some new music from a South American band I hooked up with on Twitter. They are called Ultra Nova and are set to release a new album of material called Orion very soon. From that album, this is Orbita. We'll be right back. Again, that was a young Brazilian band called Ultra Nova with Orbita, a song from their forthcoming album Orion. If you liked what you heard, you can hear more on their SoundCloud page. Just search Ultra _ Nova on SoundCloud. Next, I'd like to play something for you by a project called Unifon. This project involved Nad Sylvan, along with Don Bonamici and Rolf Holmstrom. And as the name implies, it was more or less a homage, or homage, if you like, to one of Prague's greatest bands of all time, Genesis. From the self-titled Unifon album in 2008, this is Mr. Marmaduke and the Minister.
Winter seems to be upon us, on the highland border, already.
Thank you. a venture, as the venture of this kind is not to be taken on impulse. Marriage, marriage, it's marriage. And the young man took his leave. Now there were tears, there were protestations. I give them half a year of reconsideration.
Once again, that was Mr. Marmaduke and the Minister from the first and only Unifon album in 2008. Now let's check in with our friend and resident reviewer, Rob Fisher, wordsmith for the Progressive Aspect and Prog Radar, and now also for his own blog about all things progressive. His blog and our feature here on Prog Watch are both called Progressive Discoveries, so let's turn things over to the eloquent Mr. Fisher. Today, Progressive Discoveries is taking a look at German band Blind Ego, a project which originates in the work of RPWL's lead guitarist, Callie Wallner. Writing music which seeks to blend and balance the competing forces of reason and emotions, Wallner released Liquid, the third installment of this project, in October 2016, 7 years after the previous album, Numb, had been released in 2009. Wallner states that Numb is all about the intensity of emotions. He says they are, quote, snapshots of extreme feelings flooding one's consciousness for a short time, seizing the mind, and letting nothing else reside next to them, end quote. To punch this home, all the titles on the album have only a single word. Lost, guilt, numb, leave, death, change, seek, risk, torn, vow, and change. The music perfectly mirrors and captures this roller coaster of emotions. It is honest, fresh, atmospheric, full of energy and inventiveness. There is a steely drive and an exciting, raw emotional power which resonates at all levels across the album. The intensity and the ever-shifting flow of our emotions becomes the elemental force which powers and gives meaning to the music. Now we're going to listen to a song from Blind Ego's aforementioned album, Numb, in 2009. The song we're going to listen to is the fourth track called Leave. But don't you leave. You got to hang in there till the end of the show. There's still a lot of great stuff coming.
can't hear myself speak or breathe. I'll try hard if I can push you further.
Once again, that was Leave by Blind Ego from their 2009 album Numb. Now let's get back to Rob. In comparison, Liquid is an album of stark and unexpected contrasts, lyrically, emotionally, and musically. The album takes its foot off the pedal, gives itself room to breathe, and offers a more versatile range of music. The passion and the intensity are still present, but now there is a meditative quality shining through. When passion is spent and the range of emotion has run its course, reason quietly returns and adds its voice once more. Indeed, this is often how the album feels. Torrents of sharp, powerful, aggressive passages are followed by calmer, soothing, almost heightened moments of tranquility and clarity, the instrumental ferocity dialed right back to leave an airy, almost passive, healing aftermath. So now we'll hear a track from that album, Liquid by Blind Ego, just released last year, and the name of the song we're going to play is What If?
We'll be right back.
Once again, that was What If by Blind Ego from their most recent album, Liquid, in 2016. I will wrap up with Rob. Wallner's guitar work is blisteringly brilliant and gives the impression that this is something deeply personal. The sheer precision of his playing is balanced with the eagerness and the passion he exudes, which in turn is sometimes abandoned in heat and the forcefulness of his attack when he lets his virtuosity soar in some jaw-dropping solo work. You get the feeling that he is working things through, maybe in his own mind, and riding the ebb and flow of shifting, troubled emotions as he goes along. Some people are good at expressing themselves through words, Wallner lets his guitar do his thinking out loud. Once again, that was our friend Rob Fisher guiding us through another enlightening voyage of progressive discovery. When I post this show to my website, progwatch.com, I'll have links where you can read Rob's Blind Ego review and where you can find his new blog, Progressive Discoveries. Tim Bonus is an artist who has been involved in quite a lot of projects over the years. He's worked with Steven Wilson in a project called No Man. He's a member of Henry Fool and has worked with the likes of Robert Fripp, Hugh Hopper of Soft Machine, White Willow, Nick Magnus, and Roxy Music's Phil Manzanera. Oh, and he also finds time to record a few albums under his own name and in collaboration with folks like Richard Barbieri. This next song comes from Tim's brand new album, Lost in the Ghostlight, and it's called You Wanted to Be Seen. Once again, that was You Wanted to Be Seen by Tim Bonus from his excellent new album, Lost in the Ghost Light.
Hi, this is Steve Babb from Glass Hammer, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Now I'm going to finish things off with a nautical double shot, one of which is old and the other quite new. First, we will hear that classic Procol Harum song, A Salty Dog, from their great 1969 album of the same name. Then straight on to a Canadian band I featured way back at the beginning of season 2. They are called Machine's Dream, and the song Unarmed at Sea comes from their latest album, Record, just recently released.
Your the dark and the light, and the twist of the tide. Time's just a shell where we hide. We're tossed and we're torn now, broken apart, we mourn now. Each passing moment at sea, the wind has turned, the wind has turned, the wind has turned.
Again, that was a nautical double shot with A Salty Dog by Procol Harum and Unarmed at Sea by Machine's Dream. That's about all we have time for this week, and I would like to thank you once again for coming along for the ride. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, I think I'm going to come back with part two of my Roine Stolt feature, so watch for that. And I've got a couple other interesting ideas lined up that I think you're going to like. And as always, I know I mentioned in the Progressive Discoveries feature, my website, progwatch.com, and having links there. If you go and look at it, I have links to all the artists that I've ever featured. I have links to something related to them. If they don't have their own website, I refer you to Prog Archives or a Wikipedia article about the artist. And most of the time, the artists do have their own sites, and you can go there, and you can peruse their music and hopefully buy some and support them. Or maybe there'll be news about upcoming gigs or whatever. But, you know, we have to support this music. It's what the program's all about. It's It's why you're tuning in, is to hear the music. Not just me. I would like to think so, but I'm not that deluded. But anyway, please support the artists. And I will remind you once again to prog on, brothers and sisters.